The things that Donald Trump has done, and not just in this race, are horribly offensive. You can go back with this guy for a long time. I want to talk. I want to talk.
I didn't say anything yet.
Oh, you breathe. you can go back to the Central Jogger case, where he came out and had innocent black kids winding up in prison.
Innocent kids.
Hold on a second. Innocent black kids. Listen, hold on a second. We have a big problem at this point now, because I agree with you about a lot. I think that we have taken him not seriously. We have not respected his voters. But there is a dark underside here, and Essie is right. He is whipping up and tapping into and pushing buttons that are very, very frightening to me and frightening to a lot of people. Number one, when he is playing funny with the Klan, that is not cool.
He didn't play funny with the Klan.
Hold on a second. I know this man when he gets passionate about terrorism. I know how he talks about terrorism. The Klan is a terrorist organization that has killed...
A leftist terrorist organization.
You can put whatever label you want. That's your game to play.
No, that's your game to play. History.
No, they're not... We're not going to play that game.
We aren't going to understand history.
No. You need to take a serious look at the fact that this man is playing fast and loose and footsie. When you talk about terrorism, he gets passionate. He says, no, this is wrong. But when you talk about the Klan, I don't know. That's wrong. And then you came on the air... And you said, well, this is just like when Reverend Wright was speaking.
Yeah.
Reverend Wright never lynched anybody. Reverend Wright never killed anybody. Reverend Wright never put anybody on a post. And you guys play these word games. And it's wrong to do in America.
It is wrong to understand that these are not leftists. They were a
What difference does it make if you call them leftists?
It makes a lot of difference, Ben.
Call them chipmunks. They kill people. And you don't play games with that.
And you don't hide and say that's not part of the base of the Democratic Party. That has been, they were the military arm, the terrorist arm of the Democratic Party, according to historians. For God's sakes, read your history.
I don't care.
His whole attitude of dividing by race is still here, and this is how Democrats do the deal.
I don't care how they voted 50 years ago. I care about who they killed.
I care about American history. It counts.
You have stood with Donald Trump, and you have made a case for Donald Trump when nobody else wanted to, and you've earned the respect of an awful lot of people. But when you do not acknowledge that he did not answer that question with the passion, he's answered with other terrorist organizations. You do yourself a disservice. You do your kids a disservice.
He has made this point over and over and over again. This is a media thing here. Did he make a mistake? Sure, but he has said this many, many times. I've gone back and looked. He's well on record over and over and over again on this.
It's worse than that, sir. It's worse than that. That whole thing with those Central Jogger kids, he got the entire city of New York whipped up on this idea that these kids had done something wrong. And then when it turned out they were innocent, we all make mistakes.
Right.
He never apologized to those kids. And that's a stain on him. And you can walk through time after time where he's done stuff like that. The stuff he said about Native Americans being, criminal organizations and mafias. He said so many racially offensive things.
What you're doing here is dividing people. We're all Americans here, Ben. You are dividing people. This is what liberals do. You are dividing people by race. This is what liberalism is all about.
The Klan divides people by race.
You have to divide by race.
The Klan kill people by race. And he had the opportunity. And he didn't do it tonight.
They did it to further the progressive agenda.
Listen, that is, first of all, so
true.
Absurd.
It is not
the Democratic
absurd.
Party of the South in the old days was a racist party, and you are correct, sir. They were a violent party, and you are correct,
How do you think
sir.
We got Woodrow Wilson elected?
But hold on a second. That's not the Democratic Party of today. So what are you talking about that for? You played these games.
It is the Democratic Party of today. The Democratic Party of today divides by race.
I have a kid, 7 years old.
Right.
He can't even watch. I used to want him to say, I don't want you watching the Kardashians. I want you watching the news so you can learn something. You know what? Watching all this nonsense in your party, he turns around and he says, Dad, you're a liar. He doesn't even know what the word means, but he sees so much vitriol from your party.
Right.
He brings that into our house. Now we got to have him watching, Nick Jr. He can't even absorb civics because of what's going on in your party. The circus wing in your party. Do not play and tell Donald Trump. I know you. I trust you. Tell Donald Trump. He needs, for my children's sake, for the children's sake of America, if he's going to lead this country, he needs to be as passionate about what is happening
to
people
in my
community as anybody else.
We have to be passionate about making sure that, as Robert Kennedy used to say, that this country is colorblind. We have to, as President Kennedy used to say in that Birmingham speech, that race has no place in American life or law. That's what we have to do. And we have lost that totally because the Democratic Party insists on dividing people by race, and it's wrong. It's morally wrong.